Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Are you in need of a hunting forecast or a place to experience nature at its most wild? Then look no further than the September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine. Managing Editor, Louie Bond.
In September, we always have our big hunting forecast, and it's much more than just the dates and the permits required. We actually have lots of biologists who contribute to the interview and tell us about how perhaps rain has affected the particular season and other environmental factors, just to tell us how's it looking this year for quail and javelinas and things like that. So it's a really thorough, up-to-date look at what the hunting season's going to look like. Another thing we have in the September issue is we featured Big Bend in our August issue. And if Big Bend's a little too populated for you, you can head out that way and go to Black Gap Wildlife Management Area. And it's the biggest one in the state, and it's really for roughing it, but it's just huge, and there's so many things you can do out there. The hunting's great out there. They've reintroduced the bighorn sheep. But there's also a lot of recreational opportunities for people who aren't afraid to rough it. So check out our September issue and find new ways to get outdoors.
The September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine is on newsstands now. That's our show for today. We receive support for the program from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.